rumors are true, yeah. What you heard, that's true, yeah. Him and you, yeah. If you believe I do that, had to cut them all loose, yeah. Indy ain't no loose lips. Now they all trying to sue me. Psh, I don't give two lips. All the rumors are true, yeah. I've been in the bamboo, yeah. Focused on this music. My ex, man, he blew it. Last year I thought I would lose it. Reading on the internet, my smoothie cleanser, my diet. No, I ain't smashed Drake yet.
Spending all your time trying to break a woman down. Really, things are going on. Baby, take a look around. If you thought that I was ratchet with my hanging out, just wait until the summer when they let me out the house. Yep. Can't even read the through this nug. I'm a Bronx to some pop hits. You could pop off when they pop hits, but I'm calmed down and I'm locked in, and my records live in the top 10.
Let's go.
Teach me about big girl.
Okay.
Last time I got freaky, the SEC fooled me, but I'ma keep doing what I wanna do, 'cause all the rumors are true.
That being voazimbabwe.com, voashannon.com, and of course voanwa.com. Linga kohle njalo ukuthi sikhona ku YouTube sisakaza as we speak. Now let's head back to Babu Sinyoni. Babu, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
So now let's continue on this one. I'm a little excited about that, and I really like the concept that you guys have. Earlier on, you touched on the fact that it's more affordable. What does more affordable mean for Zimbabwean context?
More affordable means that we have plans that start from $9.99 per month, mm-hmm. right? If you know how much medical aid costs in Zimbabwe, you know that what we're achieving on behalf of our customers is almost unreal. Mm-hmm. And this $9.99 per month, it's less than the cost of a Netflix subscription. So if, you know, you're living in the diaspora and you're contemplating getting care for your relatives, I can tell you confidently right now that we have customers on our platform who are paying $9.99 per month, who are getting free prescription delivery every single month for their parents. And we have that peace of mind as well. It would be, you know, if they do get to a point where mama needs to see a doctor or, you know, needs access to a dentist, they don't need to rush now to send money to these money transfer services that have their high fees. Mm-hmm. And Lakofuti, we also have AMA caregivers that visit your relatives at home. So it's something that I didn't touch on earlier, but you know, you won't even have to worry about utumzale wakho will now have to start getting transportation to get into a town because you're going to door there, like she's going to climb stairs and over the elevators don't work. Mm-hmm. Our doctors do home visits, our nurses do home visits every single month. They give instructions on medication and all of this starting from $9.99 per month.
Hmm. So now, what exactly does the health pass entail? That's the one for $9.99, I believe.
Yes. So this one provides you the most basic care. It's basically the most affordable safety net. And what that means is that, you pay that $9.99 per month, and there's a fixed number of doctor and dentist consultations per year that your dependent is eligible for. I'll just have to check on the dentist perks, but I think we also definitely do have home visits as part of this $9.99 plan. And of course, the benefits start to increase as you go to our most affordable plan, which is the $99.99 plan, which is the VIP plan. But in between that, we have smart devices to monitor, you know, your health, to check for example, diabetes and hypertension at home, of which the nurse will visit you and give clear instructions on how these devices are meant to be used to, you know, to collect proper readings. And we also have, for VIP customers, a concierge service that includes, amongst other things, you know, a driver coming to pick you up to take you to your appointments, as well as feeding you in town should you need to take medication before, sorry, you need to take food before taking medication, for example, and other things that include ambulance cover. And very soon we'll also introduce an underwritten hospital plan that will be an accompaniment to all of the plans that we offer.
Mm-hmm. All right, Babusi, let me hold you on the line for a second. There's a video which which discusses, of course, the partnership between Sila Health and the Bulawayo City Council, project which, of course, talks about COVID-19. So I want to go to that video of Unesi Sampofu, who is the director of, the Bulawayo City, the director of communications under the Bulawayo City Council. And then when we come back, you're going to explain us a little more in terms of how Sila Health is working in Bulawayo. So, Muriel Zimbabwe, let us head over to that video of Unesi Sampofu, and when we come back, we're going to hear more from Babusi Nyoni.
As a city, just like the rest of the world, we are faced with the COVID-19 pandemic, which, firstly, is a global pandemic, but secondly, places a very large demand on information. It is our mandate to ensure that our community has access to accurate information about COVID-19, but are also able to get this at the comfort of their home. We know that Bulawayo, like the rest of the world, is now technologically based. And to this end, we've been working with Sila Health, which is an African healthcare startup company, which was started by someone from Bulawayo who is based overseas. And through this partnership, we've come up with an app. The application is an information application that is targeting our community. It allows us to engage via chat platforms, and it looks at, firstly, what is COVID-19? It gives us a breakdown of what the disease is. Then it also tells you what to do, who to contact to get assisted.
Right, Zulukanda Baliamuzwa ngempela Unesi Sampofu, that is the Director of Communications under the Bulawayo City Council. Ubechazisa ngempela ubudlelwano obukhona phakathi kwenkampani yeSila Health kanye of course ngeBulawayo City Council. Kuhlelo nangu khona uCEO wenkampani yeSila Health, uBabusi Nyoni. Babusi, tell us a little more about that partnership there. I know you guys have done a lot of work in Zimbabwe when it comes to COVID-19, so let's start off there.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Mike. So just to give you some background as to when we began this partnership, this started out during a time when the city of Bulawayo was crippled in its ability to test for COVID-19 at a time when the virus was starting to take a grip. And we stepped in and offered our services to disseminate critical information at scale and measure the impact of the city's response, and also, of course, reduce the spread of COVID-19 by deploying our chatbot that offered COVID-19 symptom assessments in the languages available in Zimbabwe, and providing this data to the city of Bulawayo, as well as allowing people who were identified as potentially positive to know exactly which departments to call or which institutions to visit, should they require actual testing and contact tracing. Mm-hmm. And we did this, and the key results from this effort within such a short period were, you know, close to 600% improvement in patient outreach, as well as a 15% reduction in call center queries, which meant that we were handling a lot of the burden that would have fallen on the City of Bulawayo's health department through means that we had developed as a company since 2019. Mm-hmm. And this was a case study that, you know, we were able to employ in other places around the world. And I'll, you know, take this opportunity again to applaud the City of Bulawayo for being so progressive during such a critical time and, you know, sparing no expense in ensuring that the lives of the citizens of Bulawayo would be, you know, taken well care of and, you know, not compromised by lack of access to resources, as was initially the case around the world, especially in the global south, when COVID first came to African shores.
So I'm also a little curious, Babusi, in terms of, because Bulawayo is not just full of urban areas, there's also rural districts within Bulawayo. Abogogo labokhulu bona, do they know how to use this application to receive more info on COVID?
Yes, I would say most definitely. And the reason why I'm that confident is because we spent a significant amount of time. And I think this is what really sets our company apart from, you know, other companies that might be attempting something similar, is that our approach to developing, you know, our products and our solutions is always customer first. So before we start talking about technology, you know, talking about pricing and all these things, the first thing that we want to solve for is, do people understand this? You know, is this written in a language that can scale well enough for everyone with, you know, varying levels of literacy to understand it and be able to act upon it? And, you know, with COVID-19, for example, this was not a period where you'd want to have a platform sent out with language that will alienate people who might not, you know, be as digitally literate as, you know, what someone creating a product like this would assume. So we made a concerted effort, you know, over a very extended period of time to make sure that the way that we talk about, you know, symptoms and diseases, you know, you'll find there are some apps, apps from the US, for example, that will describe something as a stomach ache, for example, right? But then when you translate that back, you know, we have very few phrases that, you know, speak of symptoms in that way. Right. We more go with the possessive, you know, my stomach is sore, right? So we had to find ways, you know, being an Africa-first company and working within Africa predominantly, to make sure that we are not using words that are too complex and making sure that anyone with a basic understanding of how to use a smartphone could use our platforms.
Interesting. So now, unfortunately, we're going to have to slowly, quickly start wrapping up here. But let's talk a little more. I know you guys have also work alongside the Ministry of Health. Tell us more about that. I know you guys are also on your website say you're not just available in Zimbabwe, you're also available in different parts of the world. Let's wrap up by touching on those two points.
Yeah, so we typically don't really work with ministers of health, but we partner with municipal level healthcare departments and initiatives at that level. We also work with non-governmental organizations. So we have various partnerships with some youth-led organizations, as well as, you know, long-existing health-focused organizations that have a footprint in Africa to offer our technology to help them increase their capacity and widen the reach of their initiatives. And most recently, we came on board with an initiative between the Africa Union, the Africa Center for Disease Control, as well as the MasterCard Foundation to deploy $1.3 billion with the Africa CDC to save lives and livelihoods through a COVID vaccination program that will be carried out over the next 3 years across Africa. So what we're doing is thinking, you know, beyond structures that can often limit innovation and looking to create partnerships with, you know, for example, Nessie Sambofu, who, you know, as I said before, you know, is really forward thinking. And as we've realized recently, the Africa CDC as well, creating these partnerships to really accelerate access to healthcare in Africa, making sure that the tech that, you know, has been built in Africa for Africa can be used for the very people that it is meant to serve. And, you know, going forward, we see more partnerships like this one with the Africa CDC, as well as with more non-governmental organizations that have wider footprints across the continent, being more the norm in our efforts to increase access to healthcare in sub-Saharan Africa.
Awesome. Now, in closing, of course, we have an audience that are probably curious how they can access the services of CELI Health and, of course, why they should subscribe to CELI Health. Please go ahead and respond that in closing.
Yes. So if you are a Zimbabwean living in the diaspora, you most probably have loved ones back home. And I would really encourage you to reach out to us via our Facebook page, that is CELI Health, or find us on our website, which is www.cela.health, and send us a message through our contact form, or send us an inbox message, or, you know, write on our wall on Facebook, and just find out what we can do for you. You know, we are here to serve as abameli, basically, for people living in the diaspora to ensure that the best quality of care can be procured for their relatives back home. And if you are living in Zimbabwe and you have limited access to private healthcare and also, you know, limited spending power, we also do have our chat-based platform, which is the SysJoyce chatbot, which is accessible via WhatsApp. I think you can find a link to that on our website as well. Or you could also search for SysJoyce on Facebook. And this will give you instant answers to any questions that you might have about your own health. These include questions around sexual health, for example, that you might feel, you know, nervous to speak to a family member about, or might not think it's worth going to a clinic over. But, you know, these are things that we handle every single day privately. It will be your dedicated healthcare assistant. And this is something that is being used by over 60,000 people around the world at present.
Hi, Babusi, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. The work that you guys once again are doing is extremely amazing. Siyabonga Bafo, thank you so much for being with us, man.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for everyone who's listened to this segment.
Awesome. Muriye Zimbabwe, you were hearing there from Babusi Nyoni. He is the CEO of Sila Health. Don't forget to check them out on social media, silahealth.com on the website, and of course, Sila Health on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Abasandungena kuhlelo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo, lisandukhutha ingxoxo phakathi kwami uMikeobe kanye lo Babusi Nyoni wenkampani ye Sila Health. Balenhlelo eziningi ezijeneyo ezijonge ukuthuthukisa uZulu kwezempila kahle. Muri Zimbabwe tinotenda kune munhu wese ane super chirongwa chedu chevechidiki vari kubva kupinda muchirongwa makateerera chirongwa chedu chevechidiki chirongwa The Connection. Muineni Mikeobe. Shout out there to Mr. T. Darira. Swa ininindin Darira. Just signal for that a message in collaboration with Roots Africa. Muriye Zimbabwe, Chirongwa, The Connection. Muineni Mikeobe. Whilst on the discussion of COVID-19 and youth-led companies that are improving Zimbabwe's healthcare industry, let us welcome our second guest who's joining us live via Skype. He's a friend of the show. We've had him here a number of times. Today, he is here to talk about his company, Avaxi Global. They, too, are contributing towards Zimbabwe's fight against COVID-19, but their fight doesn't just end there. Dr. Tinotela Smemeza. Dr. Smemeza, welcome to the program, and how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. Glad to be on the show again. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for always being with us, man. Well, today we're not here just to focus on COVID-19. We're here to talk about Avaxi Global. We've had you guys on the show before, focusing on Avaxi Global, but just as a reminder, for those that may have missed that show, could you kindly explain to the audience what Avaxi Global is all about?
Right. So Avaxi Global is a global health security company. We are a digital health verification that verifies health documents. In particular, we're currently verifying
Your network seems to be breaking, Dr. Smemeza. I'm not sure if it's just could you kindly repeat that response?
Oh, yeah. I was saying Avaxi Global is a digital. Can you hear me now?
Right. We can hear you clearly now.
So we're a digital health verification company, and we verify health documents and health records. And in particular, at this present moment, we verify COVID-19 test certificate and also vaccination.
Right. Now, I remember the last time I had you all, the entire Vaxi Global board on the show. One of the predominant things at the time was, of course, how people were using fake COVID-19 certificates to get in and out of the country. And, of course, that was grossly or massively contributing towards Zimbabwe's COVID-19 increase of cases. How are things going now? Are people still going about doing that same business?
So, well, there are cases here and there, but we have tried to mitigate that challenge through our Vaxi Global system, whereby when a lab tests a certain person for COVID-19, when they generate the results, the result is then tied to the patient's information through biometrics and also through a digital QR code. Mm-hmm. So this QR code readily found on the certificate, such that when the person is traveling or at the border or is flying, the QR code can be easily scanned through our Vaxi Global system. Can be verified their name, also where the test was done, mm-hmm. and whether the test is authentic or not. So we've tried to contribute this to do this service in Zimbabwe through various labs, including one of the largest labs in Zimbabwe, Lancet Lab, mm-hmm. That is using our QR code system so that the people who are traveling and also people who have been tested, and the people who require to verify this information, like governments, like universities, can be best assured that the test is actually legit, authentic, and verified. Mm-hmm.
Now, explain to us how Vaxi Global works in this circumstance. For example, let's just to make it very basic for the ordinary traveler, for the ordinary student. How does Vaxi Global work for them to understand? Walk us through from the beginning of me approaching Vaxi Global through to the end where I have my digital certificate.
All right. So we work in conjunction with laboratories that are permitted to do COVID-19 laboratories that have been given grants by the government and the Ministry of Laboratories to do COVID-19. Tests, mm-hmm. and these are labs that are doing standard tests. So what a person does, they go to the lab and gets a swab of the 19th, and their information is put on the lab information system and also on our Vaxi Global system. So when the results come out, whether they're positive or negative, a QR code is then generated from the Vaxi Global system that is then attached to the COVID-19 certificate to prove that it's actually authentic. And that code can be easily verified at any port of entry and also be it airport or the road port, whereby those who are verifying can easily scan the QR code and the person's information come up, say this person actually went to the lab, mm-hmm. get the test done, and they didn't just print out a certificate that got from someone.
Right.
Authorized.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those people who are, of course, still ongoing in terms of using the COVID-19 certificates, because there's some people who still use these fake certificates. Could you kindly explain to them why that is dangerous, or if it is even dangerous to begin with?
Well, it is dangerous, particularly if you are going to be mingling with people, particularly if you are going to be on the plane, which is a highly aerosolized system, sort of like a closed system. And imagine traveling a 20-hour flight and fake certificate probably have COVID-19 that hasn't been confirmed, but have it. So during that whole time that you're flying, you're actually spreading this system that we say is a pandemic. And imagine a plane of 100 people. You are in that flight for 20 hours and easily spread that condition to 100 people that are from different nations and probably from different backgrounds. So the danger that is there in terms of the disease and traveling with fake documentation is really, really serious. And it shouldn't be.
Dr. Simemeza ngatimbozeyanya ine rimi ramai mombotsana ngrova tereri nokune vango vada kunyatso wow kuti sangano renyi revaxi global reunion yatsoita nezvei saka ndanchikumbira kuti muvatsana ngrone rimi ramai.
Okay, asangana redu rinobetsera ku authenticate ma tests anenge aitwa nema results anenge abuda kana munhu achinge acheswa for digital method nema QR code atinoisa pamacertificate anenge agadzirwa nema lab anotenderwa testa for COVID-19 such that paunotaka barcode iri rinenge rakaatacha neinformation yako yemunhu anenge atesta such that paunotravela paunoenda paunenge uchienda kunenge kuiwa COVID-19 test vanenge vari guaranteed kuona kuti sure ii test ndeyemazviro kwazvo munhu yaakatesta wanikwa asina chirwere saka test iri authentic.
Network yenyu inenge iri kukatakata hamusi kunyatsodzoka zvakanaka saka zvanichaita let me ask my producer to call you back hopefully your network inenge yakunzwika zvakanaka handiti. All right, Muri Zimbabwe Liamuzwa ngempela uDr Tinotenda Simemeza nguye phela umongameli wenhlanganiso oyenkampani ethiwa yiVaxi Global labo. They also work in WS as a vaccination, basebenza ndawonye logatsha lubona ngezempila kahle, iMinistry of Health and Child Care. Angimbuzile ukuchachase okuningi ngale nkampani yabo, uyasho ngempela ukuthi ayibona umsebenzi wabo is to make sure ukuthi nxa umuntu esethathile phela COVID-19 vaccine, but even amanye ama vaccine phela leyakhumbula ukuthi akhona amanye ama vaccine abo yellow fever lamanye bona njengenkampani ekhokhelwa ngabantu abasakhulayo ngempela. What they do is ukuthi bayathatha phela ama results lawo bese babafaka ku digital server, okusho ukuthi wherever you go emhlabeni jikelele you don't now need to ukuthi ubhodwebhode phela ngalele yaphepha elithi hayi umuntu lowo ngempela either has a negative or positive COVID-19 vaccine, iyabe ikhona. So bona once they type in ibizo lakho ku server yabo Vaxi Global, ibizo lakho liyaphuma, and of course ama results of whether or not you are negative we are pumalako. Muri Zimbabwe, whilst we try to get back Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza Nyora Msakangano, do not forget you can call us live on air +1 202-619-2077 is the number to call. You can also write your comments in the comments section and we're going to be reading these comments live on air from our Facebook page. We're now back on I see you with Facebook VOA Studio 7. We're broadcasting live Ganyela VOA Ndebele, so you can write your comments in the comment section. Sakangano, we're also live on YouTube. Magatira chungwa chuli cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection.
You know, my business, actually, you know, it's all about the brand, you know, that I kind of created, you know. You know, like having been in you know, in the trade business, you know, in the industry, construction industry, you know, having done a lot of artistic, creative kind of work, you know.
Uxolo Zulukandaba, Uxolo, that was a package that we're going to be running towards the end of our show there with Sydney Maregedze. He is a young entrepreneur based in South Africa. As we wrap up, we highlight imisebenzi yabantu abasakhulayo. That's what we're going to be giving you in Ngoxolo lo Sydney Maregedze. I hear Dr. Simemeza is back on the line. Let's see if we can hear him clearly this time. Dr. Simemeza, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Awesome.
I can hear me
now. Now you're clear as day. Right. So, don't you come broke me in the embedded camera? It's an angular material. It's a new company.
All right. So, it's so separate. It's global. It's no better. I can't understand. I think I am a zero pass over now. As to family, my paper, you have a snake with my test. The Kabulu Pound in the Kundebe. I got to change the one in Zimbabwe. The COVID-19 case information yako inotorwa. Vesco pa lab system, Vesco also pa such that a QR code is generated that is then put on your certificate when your results have been processed and they're out. And then that QR code, you know, better could be Pamir Founding or Chifamba, Ungabe Kupirande, Kira Baz, Karakungi, Uri Panivan, Pane Bakasaravan. This yawning why it's by your evening game authentic, really easy, traceable. Good yet for good lab, reapy, yet from Manguai, yes, yeah, good and Guai, such that Vanava Fambi, Vani Matis, a fake, as Taiwana, as Tamas.
Right, saka Dr. Smevis and Danchkumbro Kmuts and Angrova Terri, Kunyanya, which Nikiava, but not my students. Why it's so important in Nema Undre, you could wash and say my services and you say vaccine global. Munova Batsirase
Taka Chandu Tanga Kutara, Dishakuti, I just no Shana Nema Leb, Arkatinde Rone, Rumende, Daitema. Yes, and it's no Kuru Zira Kutipan, Wendy Kuno Tespa. Kumaleb aya anotenderwa munokwanisa kumaona pa website yedu Vaxi Global website. We have all the labs that are allowed to do COVID-19 tests for the purposes of traveling, kana kuti the purposes of social engagement. Esi aripo pa list yedu aya zvinobetsera kuti kana ukatestwa mazviro kwazvo result yacho inobuda iri yechokwadi. I can either be positive or negative. But if it's positive, we can take self-isolation for 10 days. After that, you can only write on the phone to the hospital. If it's negative, you can change your life. You can go eat. It's not better for the people who have COVID-19. You can take a share. You can take a share. You can my results edu anofanira ari taiwo taiwo saka unofana kuti uwane ma services edu ma laboratory akatenderwa anova ariwo pa website edu such that my results anobuda avewo emazviro kwazvo ibetsere kuti tiwedeche COVID.
Tichipedza edu hurukuro yedu Dr. Smemeza ndanchikumbira kuti mukande mashoko enyu ekupedzisira kune vateereri muchivaudza wakazvekare kuti why do you think it's so dangerous kuti vanhu vasafambe kane macertificate enhema kana kuti mafake certificate muva musakanganwe zvekare kuvaudza kuti vanokubatai sei sevaccine global.
All right, saka chandinotanga kuti vanhu kana muchinge muchifamba kana muchinge muchisangana nevanhu vakawanda unofanira ku une test water chiziva status yako. Izvi zvinobetsera kuti usaprede zvirwere kune vadikani nenyaya yeignorance kana kuti yenyaya yekuti wangoprinta chinhu chefeki chawange chawakufamba nacho iwe wakatakura utachiona uchiuparadzisa nevanhu vaunenge uchisangana navo. Saka izvi zvakakosha kuti munhu uitwe matest kumalebha akatenderwa uyezve test yako ive ichikwanisa kuauthenticatewa wherever you are going so that vanhu vazive kuti zveshuwa munhu yaitwa test yemazviro kwazvo uyezve haasi kuspreada chirwere. Saka izvi zvinobetsera kuti tibetsere fight yedu yecorona kuti chirwere chisatekeshere especially kune vanhu vadikani vedu vatinoshanda navo kana kuti vatinogara navo mune nharaunda. Saka zvakakosha kuti munhu unge uchitestwa malab akatenderwa uyezve result yako rive retraceable and really open.
Well, Dr. Tinotenda Smemeza, thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Pano pachirongwa chedu chechidiki. As always, we always appreciate your input. One more time, please do tell people where they can find Vaxi Global.
All right, so you can find us on our website, vaxiglobal.org, or you can say vaxiglobal.com. It will come out, and you can always communicate us through our website. We are also on all social medias. Twitter, our handle is @vaxiglobal. Instagram is also @vaxiglobal, and Facebook. And you can even get in touch with us on LinkedIn @via.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, thank you so much there to Dr. Tinotendas Memeza. As always, we always appreciate his input. Siyabonga kakhulu, Doc. So Muriel Zimbabwe, for your vaccination needs, visit vaxiglobal.org or .com. That's their website. And of course, they're available on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Their username is at vaxiglobal. Let us know your thoughts, Muriel Zimbabwe. If you have any questions for our panelists, remember, you can call us live on air. +1 202-619-2077 is the number to call. And of course, you can write your comments in the comments section. I'm going to be reading some of those comments shortly. But now, Zulugandaba, as we wait to reach out to our third guest, Ucherio Zobo, let us head over to another COVID-19 promo, Uma Wiza, giving us more info on COVID-19.
Zikupanda poeka manguma wiza, I'm a quiet artist, aka Mr. Columbus Q and Veneki. Guys, COVID-19, ababiza nge corona, into corner. Pam building and social distancing, as Kazeni Zanja always stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy, Machita.
So, Muriel Zimbabwe, liyamuzwa phela uma wiza uthi Mr. Nkulumisikhiwa ngevenekula uyakhuthaza phela uZulu ukuthi hayi gezani izandla uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi iCOVID-19 is real. Now just to check out a couple of messages on Facebook before we head over to uhlelo lwethu where we focus on the talents of young Zimbabweans. Anzina Andrisi Triti live kuno ku Mozambique tine mi tinotenda zvikurusa. As I was saying, I'm sure that was earlier on when uhlelo lwethu was not working properly. I'm sure once again that was earlier on. Nango munye uyabhala phela uRichard Moyo yabuza ukuthi Brother Mike, how are you doing namhlanje? I put mfundisi ngirights mina. Nango munye most successful youth entrepreneurs are out of Zimbabwe because Zimbabwe is closed for business due to our command policies. Asazi ukuthi lokho kuliqiniso na ngenxa yokuthi nangu phela sisanda ukukhuluma lo Dr. Tinotendas Memeza labo they are based in Harare kwele Zimbabwe. So yilo udabayisela lokuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo Muriel Zimbabwe Tukwendramberi tichikurukura nevechidiki. Whilst we try to get our last guest, hopefully we can squeeze in for a couple of minutes, Ucherio Zobo. Namhlanje kuhlelo we had Babusi Nyoni, of course, another young entrepreneur, a tech entrepreneur who invests in health care, ensuring ukuthi wonke umuntu uZulu jikelele, including laba basemaphandleni, receive equal access to quality health care. And of course, as sanda ukuxoxa lo Dr. Tinotendas Memeza ndiwe bangwe bathathu chikurukura nabo pachirongwa. Nangu Richard uyabhala ngempela kukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele uthi siyabonga Brother Mike, siyabonga kakhulu amfundisi lokungena kuhlelo. Linus uyabhala ukuthi congratulations boss. So I'm sure lapha ubexoxa about the recent sponsorship that Iposo receives alongside iDynamos. So uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo Zulu kandaba alilami uMike Hobe lilakho ukubhala imibono yenu kuFacebook kuVOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and of course kuVOA Studio 7. But whilst we try to get Ucherio one more time, let us head over to our next package that we have, whereby we had a conversation with Sydney Maregedze, a young Zimbabwean based in South Africa who is running a clothing line titled Artisan. Now, I found it important that we run this conversation with Sydney today because he talks about how he started his company in a very interesting time under the lockdown, when during a time whereby a lot of companies were closed. He found it important to open up and, of course, work and alongside other young people. So he talks to us a little more about the motivation behind opening Artisan. It's really amazing. Let us head over to that conversation that we have with Sydney. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have Ucherio on the line.
You know, my business, it's all about the brand, you know, that I kind of created, you know, like having been in the trade business, you know, in the industry, construction industry, you know, having done a lot of artistic, creative kind of work, you know, I've always felt like there's something missing in creative industry, in a brand that represents people, you know, like that speaks to you, you know, that speaks to what you do. And that's how I came up and created a brand, Artisan. You know, this is a brand that I really hold dearly in my heart, because it speaks to me as well. And I also wanted to speak to people, you know, to all those artists out there, to all those tradesmen, to all those musicians, you know.
Now, speaking of industry itself and business, I wanted to touch a little more on the business side of your company, Artisan. You know, we know 2020 and the better part of 2021 has been very difficult, yes, especially for a lot of young entrepreneurs because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, that's true.
For you?
To be honest, I think I only started this business, I think around 20 February this year, that's 2021.
Okay. So you opened it during the pandemic?
Yeah, this year.
Okay.
You know? So I can say it's something that actually sprung up in the COVID era. And to be honest, I really wasn't really hoping that it will get so much. It will like sprung up with the way things are so difficult, you know, around the world. But I've always felt. But the thing is, with the business, I just feel like it's timeless. You know, it doesn't really revolve at any era. You know, if someone relates. You know, if someone feels that, you know, this is a brand that represents me, it's got nothing to do with any era and all that. But I also understand that, like now, the response is not that good, because probably of financial strain that people have around. So it hasn't kicked up the way I also expected, you know. But to be honest, you know, for something that I've just recently started, I couldn't be asking for any more. And I greatly appreciate the people who actually are rooting behind the brand. But it's really getting out there, because I already have people in different countries that are already wearing the brand.
Right.
That's in Botswana, Zimbabwe. I have people around South African provinces. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of guys in the States.
Seeing as though you're primarily based in South Africa, how has the lockdown been for you? Are you still able to produce as much as you normally do?
It's not been that easy, because, you know, at times, you know, we're moving from level one to level three, and then you go back to level four, and then you're coming down to level one. So you find that even like us, you know, small brands, small companies are still trying to come out. We rely on suppliers that have already made clothing, you know, that we go and buy, and then we try to reprint and all this and that. So you find that at times you find the shop is closed, or you find they're saying this certain color you want is not available, let's wait.
Well, Sydney, let's give the people more information on where they can find more of your clothes and your branding. Please kindly tell the audience that.
Okay, you know, so if you're out there in the world, you know, you hit up on SLTs that relate on Instagram, or you can go to teasthatrelate.com. And also the other thing I forgot to mention, how I've been able also to link up with printers out there, because I do print on demand as well on the brand. So I've managed to speak to guys in Australia, so I can print the brand in Australia and be able to deliver it there. I've also done that already. I print in the States. Shout out to RBY Prints. They have printed a couple of t-shirts for me now. They are based in Georgia, you know. I also have a company that I linked up with in UK. I think they're based in London. You know, also, so if anybody orders a T-shirt, you know, so if you're in Europe, you know, you don't have to wait like 2-3 months, you know. You're getting a T-shirt in like less than a week or a few days if you're actually based in London. So, yeah, so hit me up on Facebook. Facebook is SLTs That Relate. Or you can go to my personal page, that's Sydney Maregezo Facebook, at SLTs That Relate on Instagram. And yeah, and then you can hit me up on or go to our website, teasthatrelate.com. And then, yeah, we can chat and get you the brand that represents you.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from a young entrepreneur based in South Africa, Sydney Maregedze. He's the founder of Artisan. I remember to check him out on social media, SLTs, that relates. So just under 3 minutes left to uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo phano phachirongwa chedu chebe chidiki rigaitivere ngekamba ngwe macomments tinzwe kuti vanhu vari kuti chii papeji redu revoa shona tina maizviwayo vari kunyora hanzi masora sei pa studio 7 watching you from Maung. Kwele Botswana, Dumelang, Dumelang, I'll see. I'm sure you're good. Slovia, so we are Paluti, watching you in South Africa, KZN from Feirat. Thank you so much for joining us. Stephen Dlovu, Arugunyora Anzi, you can't fight COVID-19 and win. Ndioka Maondra, Stephen, Arugunyora Oka. Ani, Arugunyora Anzi, watching you from Maupro. And then, Tinamfundi, Suanyora, I watch Nutenda Kurusa. And Nutenda Chose, Poramberi, Apana Chekumira Mkoma, Michael Hove. Siabonga, siabonga, wonko muntu ongenayo kuhlelo zilokandaba siyabonga lingakhohle ukuthi lilakho ukuqhubekela phambili libhala phela imibono yenu lingakhohle njalo ukuthi namhlanje uhlelo besila abantu abasakhulayo who are all leading in the healthcare industry who are looking to help you, so check them out on social media. Akukhasi lethu LVOA indebele yasibonana ukuthi abantu bathini as we wrap up kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Nangu uyabhala njalo umfundisi uyabhala njalo ukuthi siyabonga brother Mike ngokungena ayi siyabonga mfundisi ngokungena kuhlelo. As we wrap up, Zulukandaba, thank you so much for watching Tata Lituba. Ukubonga all our guests abangenileyo kuhlelo. Unfortunately, we had tried to get Ucheri Ozobo, but due to time constraints, we couldn't get her. We're going to try to get her. Saka Terai Radio by Studio 7, Nemswe Shondo, by Chirungwa Chedu Cheve Chitiki, by Youth Forum. Tishange chivaunza zvekare pano pa Studio 7 next week pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. But sitando kubonga ubabu Sinyoni ngokungena kuhlelo of Sila Health. And of course, Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, our usual guest who explains COVID-19. Namhlanje, we had him on the show explaining more about their organization or their company, Vaxi Global. So don't forget to check them out on social media. Oliver Lisayo Zulukandaba, if you're looking to chat with me at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3 on Twitter and Instagram. That is my username, Zulukandaba, so you can catch up with me there. For those that are looking to be part of the show, ngoba silabantu abaningi ngempela who have hit me up, they say, puti Mike, ngifisa ukuba ingxenye yohlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. I am looking to be a guest on The Connection. Feel free to hit me up on social media at BigMyke3, BigMyke3. Mune Zimbabwe, my time here is up. Let's meet same time, same place, Panopa Nepenyure Studio 7, Msakazweni Studio 7, kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. I go by the name of Mike Hove. Mune Zimbabwe, Msakazo Muhle. Bye-bye.